This coming Sunday, September 18th, from noon to 5 p.m., Boulder Chautauqua Auditorium will host the second Festival del Sol. The celebration of Latino culture and heritage will feature live music, food trucks, visual art, traditional dance, and community organizations. KGNU's Rosanna Longo-Better got the details from Scott Bauer of the Colorado Chautauqua Association.
So what's this year's lineup?
So we have Mocochetes and Pink Hawks, Rene Gust, and then also we have some traditional dancers, the Fiesta Colorado Dance Company, and then a youth mariachi orchestra from Longmont High School. I think Skyline is the name of that. So it's a really varied lineup. The music's going to be going on from 12:45 to 5 p.m. The festival starts at 12. The music starts at 12:45. And just really diverse. Everything from funk to Afrobeat. Rene Gust is sort of like a singer-songwriter from New York City, a Mexican-American singer-songwriter. And like I said, you know, traditional dancing, mariachi. So it's just a really wide variety of genres and styles. But the kind of common thread, I guess, would be it's fun and high energy. And a lot of local bands, you know, Los Mocochetes and Pink Hawks are local, as well as Fiesta Colorado and the Youth Mariachi Orchestra. So kind of a celebration of the local Latino music community.
Sounds a lot of fun. And especially because you are bringing the local, but you are bringing the local with diversity, because that's the beauty of the music and the culture, the Latino culture. It's big and it really is represented in music with all the different genres.
Totally, yeah. It's amazing to see the diversity within the Latino music community. It was hard to choose bands to go with because there's so many fantastic artists in the Front Range. But yeah, I'm really excited with who we ended up with.
So who are you expecting will show up this time?
This is a family-friendly event, so I would love to see families up there bringing their kids. There's going to be kids' activities, games. There's going to be a puppet show, a narrated, fun outdoors puppet show. Hard to explain, but there's going to be a lot of kids' activities. There's going to be Loteria, which is like Mexican bingo. There's going to be lawn games. There's going to be like a snow cone vendor. So lots of cool stuff for the kids to enjoy. They'll enjoy all the music too. So yeah, hoping to see some families up there. But I mean, this is just the entire Boulder and Front Range community we'd love to see come out. It is a free event. The music in the auditorium is all free. All the activities are free. It's really just the food that you'd pay for, but everything else is
activities. You're gonna have food trucks.
Los Dos Bros, Pupusa Familia, King Como's Quesadillas. Yeah, so nice like variety of food, and also a beer and wine garden up at the auditorium as well, so you can be listening to the music with the beer in hand.
Who's supporting you in this big effort of bringing not only the Molcochetes, the Pink Hawks, the mariachis, the local artists, and also the food and the games? Who's behind it?
We've had a lot of help from some community partnership organizations, El Centro Amistad, the Boulder Convention and Visitors Bureau, Cal Wood, the Museum of Boulder. They kind of made up our committee for this event. And they provided really invaluable support as far as recommending vendors, artists, and also like providing a presence at the festival itself. Like Museum of Boulder, for instance, is bringing part of their, I think it's called the Voces Vivas exhibit. Yeah, I probably butchered that. But anyways, that's a celebration of Latino art that they have up at the museum. And they're going to be bringing some pieces from that exhibit to the festival. So, yeah, those were our main partner organizations that helped us plan this event. And, yeah, we're really thankful for their support.
What was the motivation behind organizing this festival and for hosting it in the historic Chautauqua Auditorium?
We at Chautauqua really just recognize and want to celebrate the Latino community in Boulder. It's a large community. It's a large and it's a vibrant community, and really throughout the Front Range. And we just want to celebrate that, celebrate diversity at Chautauqua. I was saying too, with the partner organizations, there's really a a large network of great community organizations, great Latino community organizations within Boulder. Providing that support network up at Chautauqua is important to us. And just to really like showcase the area itself, Chautauqua is just stunningly beautiful, and there's so many activities to enjoy up there between hiking, and our auditorium season goes from May to October with huge national acts that come through there. Gypsy Kings, Rodrigo y Gabriela is coming up, and we have a community house where we do concerts and speaking events from October to May. That's a more like intimate venue. It's 125 capacity venue up there. There's a full service dining hall. There's private event venues. It's really a special place, and the historic, it's been around for, we're celebrating our 125th anniversary next year with a big blowout. I'll probably be back on to talk about that next year. It's a very special place, and we wanted to showcase that and provide a space to celebrate for the Latino community to celebrate. Anyone and everyone is welcome to this festival. As I mentioned, it's free. It's going to be a beautiful day on Sunday. It looks like it's going to be about 85 and sunny or something like that. So open to all. Come on out.
I have been speaking with Scott Bauer with Chautauqua Association about the Festival del Sol happening this weekend on Sunday, September 18th from noon to 5 p.m.
Thank you so much, Rosanna.
For KGNU, I am Rosanna Longo-Better. Thank you.